Welcome to the Wetoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we explore scripture and delve into the Word of God.
Wow, welcome to the house of the Lord. And do not be seated yet. Do not be seated yet. We're going to jump right into the Word of the Lord. So open your Bible. Just reach down, pick up your Bible. Do you have your Bible? Ah, you guys, do you have your Bible? All right, wonderful, wonderful. Go with me to the book of 1 Corinthians 13. I want to attempt this. I have tried before and I've become lax on it. Your Bible, please look in your Bible, not your neighbor's Bible, not in the screen, in your Bible. 1 Corinthians 13, I'll read the first three verses. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all that I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Father, this is your word, and we receive it. I'm asking, O God, like the Apostle Paul prayed, may you strengthen us with power in our innermost being to receive your word, to get to know the surpassing greatness of your love, and that together we will walk in the ways of God today. We thank you. Bless your people as you anoint your servant. In Jesus' name, everybody say, amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Welcome to the house of the Lord, every one of you, those in person, those online, those on air. You are more than welcome to our celebration service as we get to seek the Lord, hear from the Lord, just worship the Lord, bask in the presence of God. And it's always a delight that we get to do this in a special way. Allow me to recognize a specific group of friends that are here today, and they are from Ford's Lane Evangelical Church from the United Kingdom, England, very specifically, right over here. Thank you very much. And they are being led, I need to get some of these names right, hopefully I can, but by Mike Joyman, right? Joyman and Regan Mwebaze. But also among them is an OB. Last week he had an OB here as well. Mike Ochi Saka. Today we also have an OB. His name is Terence. Terence is the brother of Brian Abaho. Terence, you stand. You're at home. You stand. That is Terence. He's here with his family as well. And he moved to Scotland, I think, many, many years ago. And somehow he's in England again. I don't understand this story, but he's on the other side. Thank you very much. They were actually serving in our first service. They're attending second. They'll serve in third service. And they've been going through different aspects of the ministry through the last 1 week. So thank you very much for coming and celebrating Christ with us here at Wetoto Church as well. And just before I get into the rest of the message for today, I would like for you to just watch this video about hope on the green. At this time, it has a better purpose. The other time, I was swinging a golf club because of peer pressure. But now I'm going to swing a golf club because of a great cause. But we want to invite you, please do so next Sunday. Come ready with that offering just to bless these people. And we want to see how far the Lord can take them in their businesses. And therefore, as your pastors, we reach out to you to ask of you to consider giving an offering next Sunday, very, very specifically towards this cause. If you need to know anything else about neighborhood, go check our website. Come here during the week. Anything else about the golf course, about the golf tournament, please make sure you check out on our website. Amen. Which brings me to the message for our series. And as Pastor Eddie mentioned on the screen, we take time to remind us of this aspect of God, which is about caring for community. That being the sermon series in which we are right now, caring for community. And we stir up our hearts to be the hands and the feet that Jesus has called us to be wherever we may be. And we've come to learn and appreciate this one truth, that caring for community is not a good idea. It is the very heart of who God is. God is passionate about caring for the community. And so we take time to thank God for his faithfulness that he has enabled us as a family to do this. But once in a while, we stop. And today I want to talk to you about the fact that we need to care for community from a place of love. 1 Corinthians 13 tells us very clearly that if we do anything without love, what happens? We are nothing. Whatever we are doing is useless. In fact, so much so that when the Apostle Paul is writing in 1 Corinthians 12, he's telling us about the spiritual gifts. And the spiritual gifts are, you know, the words of knowledge, words of wisdom, the healing gifts, the power gifts, the prophetic gifts are in that particular portion of scripture. And at the end of that part, he tells them, I desire that you yearn for the great gifts, but I will yet show you a more excellent way. There is something much better than just desiring the gifts. And he tells them that the most excellent way is love. So whether you prophesy, whether you heal, whether you are clean, whether whatever service you do, Paul teaches us that we need to do it from a place of what? Love. From a place of desiring the good of another person. And so he says this, and very specific to our sermon series, verse 3 is what is very close to us. It says that if you give all you have to the poor, but have no love, you are nothing. In fact, you gain nothing. God does not see and does not reward people who have the wrong motive for their care. Essentially, that's what he's saying. And he's calling us to do this from a place of love. And he goes ahead to define what love is in that particular portion of scripture, that we ought to do this from a place of a desire for the good of another person. Now, as I've studied over the years and prayed through this understanding of love, I've come to appreciate what love really is. Love is seeking the good of another at your own expense. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 12 and 13, greater love has none than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. We get to learn that God's kind of love is a selfless love. Now, when you read the law, and you find this in the book of Leviticus, but later on, people come and ask Jesus and says, what are the greatest commandments? Or what's the greatest commandment? It says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength. And the second is similar to it, which is what? Love your neighbor as yourself. Now, people took that and they have come up with a phrase, self-love. And they have stretched the mind of self-love to selfish love. Because it's now me, myself, and some of you know what I'm talking about. Self-love. But in John chapter 13, Jesus, in fact, elevates that commandment and tells his disciples, love one another as I have loved. How did Jesus love us? He laid down his life for us all. So to love is to seek the good or the highest good of another at your own expense. It costs you to love. And this is the love that God is calling us to walk in when we are caring for community. I mean, many people have many reasons why they care for community. And just a couple of them for you to think about. Some people is now building a brand, especially on social media. People are now building brands with care. They will go take a cup of water or buy a portion of this to a certain family, and then they take a selfie. Or they record a video. And those are many. Those are many online right now. They go to all kinds of places. Now, here's the interesting thing. The people are actually benefiting. But you're not. And I'm going to show you how very shortly. But there's also people who are motivated to care for community because of political issues. They will bring an ambulance with their photo on the ambulance, so that you can vote for them. There is one that happened when he lost the MP seat. He took away the ambulance. If you have been following news, you know who that is. The motive is just to propagate their agendas. Others, it's about corporate image. Now, CSR, which is corporate social responsibility, is a good idea. To give back to the community, to give back to the people that are giving you business. Now, some of these companies will go out and they will do some noble things. But it's no longer about necessarily the noble thing. It is about extending our market reach. Again, these are the things we see. And then there's the one where, as Christians, we are doing good because we are hoping God will see us and give us favor and earn us heaven. There's the one that I've heard. I find a lot of fulfillment in blessing someone. And it's good to have fulfillment. But is that the reason why we ought to give? Why we ought to care? For your fulfillment? Paul says, if I give to the poor but have not love, I am what? Nothing. In other words, if we are going to care for community, our heart should be for the benefit of the one we are caring for. Whether they say thank you or not. Can you imagine those people didn't say thank you? I gave them, I took soap there and they didn't say thank you to me. Did you go to get thank you or to care? Now we have to, the Bible says we who are blessed must return a what? A heart of gratitude to the Lord, right? So the Apostle Paul is saying, if we're going to love this way, if we are going to give of ourselves and be genuinely concerned for the others, for their well-being, at our own expense, if we are to do that, we must make sure it is rooted in the love of God, which is selfless and it's steadfast. And when you think about it, it's not easy to love the way God loves. Because as humanly speaking, we all want the attention to us. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 to, I think, verse 4. Matthew chapter 6, in your Bible. Please don't wait for me to reach there. In your Bible. That's why I told you to carry your Bible. Okay? Matthew chapter 6. And these guys are gracious. They've already put it up. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your heavenly Father. Thus, when you give to the needy, don't sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets. They are defining all the people I've just spoken about. That they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not even let your left hand know what the right hand is doing. So that your giving may be done in secret, and your Father who sees it in secret will reward you. Your motive counts. And I pray, like the Apostle Paul says, that the motive for our caring for community will be founded, will be saturated in the love of God. Romans 5 tells us that God has poured out His love into our hearts by His Holy Spirit. Therefore, to be able to love like God loves requires a relationship with God. Requires a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And I love the word pours out His love. In other words, when it comes to God, the things of God are never ending. There's always an overflow. Now, how does God pour out His love? This verse can be interpreted in many ways, but let me give you one such for you today. The love of God being poured out into our hearts is the fact that the Holy Spirit continually assures us of the presence of God and of His grace on our lives. He continuously assures us of His forgiveness, of His love, of His, and He assures us that I am His child. Of the security that I have in Him. He helps me to appreciate the depth of Christ's love for me. That's why the Apostle Paul prays in Ephesians chapter 3, and it says that strengthen them in their inner man with the power of the Holy Spirit, that Christ may dwell by faith, but that they may also come together as saints to appreciate the magnitude, the height, the depth, the width, the length of Christ's love for us, that we may come to know this love that exceeds knowledge. In other words, you may come to a first-hand experience of the depth of God's love. And that can only happen by the Holy Spirit. And when we are a people that lean on the Holy Spirit, love will be an expression that you will live by every day. Galatians 5:22 says, and the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. So family, today as I share this message, God is calling us to care for community while rooted in His love. Christ already exemplified that for us by laying down His life. John 3:16, He laid down His life for us. So how does this look like for you on a daily basis? If you are to be rooted in Christ's love, how does caring for community look like for you? One is that you will respond to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. But by that I mean that the Holy Spirit who, in fact, let me give you this example. I was thinking about it. After Saul met the Lord Jesus on his way to Macedonia, right? That he was blinded and he was taken into Macedonia while his hands are being held. And the Bible says, and the Lord came to his disciple called Ananias in Macedonia and told him, go find a man called Saul of Tarsus. And you know, this happened to him, lay hands on him that he may gain his sight. And Ananias is afraid and says, but Lord, that guy has been persecuting us. He says, don't worry, I have set him apart for my purpose. The Lord led Ananias to go and care for Paul. And someone said this, and I love putting that even Paul needed an Ananias for his own salvation. He was prompted by the Spirit of God. There are some promptings that you go through every day where the Lord tells you, James, call X, call Y, call now. And you have there's a burden on your heart to reach out to someone. There's a burden on your heart to care for someone. But you are wondering, let me tell you, when it comes to love. Because when the love of God is overflowing in your heart, yes, we will wrestle sometimes, but you must come quickly to the place to realize, as long as God is calling me to do good to another, I will step out and do it. I was reminded of the time of COVID. The men of valor in the war at the time, during that season, were burdened about caring and finding out how the men in the fellowship are doing. And prayerfully, they considered, and the Lord led them to a couple of families, really a couple of families. And particularly one family, they found, many people lost their jobs during COVID, and this particular family, father, husband, and brother, husband, wife, and children, had not had a meal in about 2 days. But the Holy Spirit had really laid it on their hearts to look for these men. And when they found this guy and they listened to his story, what these men did, committed themselves to this family until the man got a job after COVID. When the guy got a job, he called them and says, guys, the Lord has opened the door. You can stop your giving. Yes, true story. Where is the Lord prompting you? By the way, it could be to your enemy. Which brings me to point number two. When we are rooted in God's love, caring for community, we care for anyone in the community. There are no boundaries. We shall be able to care for anyone and everyone. Again, that's why I love the word of God. Stick with me. Matthew chapter 5, verse 43. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. That was Old Testament, by the way. But now I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than the others? Do not even the non-believers do the same? You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is what? Perfect. Remember, because God's love is unconditional. It cuts across for everyone. So with that kind of love in us, listen, I will not care for you because you're my tribesmate. I'll not care for you because you did a good thing for me the other day. Yes, I will. But the Bible is telling us when it comes to caring for community, out of the love of God, we will look out for anybody and anyone that needs that care, even your enemies. That means that when your enemy is going through something difficult, you're not there saying, yes, the Lord now punish you, yes. No, you're like, oh, Lord, have mercy on Enos. This is the word of God. Because listen, Psalm 145 says, the Lord is good to all. Believers. God is not only good to you because you're a believer. He's even good to the non-believers. So good that his grace is abounding to bring them to salvation. If we shall be a people that allow the Lord to saturate our hearts with his love, when we are caring for community, we will not see boundaries. We will not see lines. Ephesians chapter 2 tells us that Christ broke the walls of division. He broke the walls of hostility. I ask you, let our caring for community be grounded in God's love so that we can care for anyone and everyone. I love what it says, actually. It should be in the book of Romans, if I'm not mistaken. Romans and then Galatians as well. It says, Romans and Galatians, yeah. There is therefore no Greek or Jew. Actually, it's in Romans, Ephesians, in Galatians. It's in those three books and another book. It says that there's no separation between Jew and Greek before God. We are all one in him. Therefore, let's care for everyone and that poor Muslim family, that widow, that young boy in the streets, that enemy of yours, the one who the other day stepped on your shoe. The one who at your workplace blackmailed you. The one whom you found putting witchcraft under your chair. The Bible says one, love them. And that is only possible when you're overflowing with the love of God in your heart. That is why we need the Holy Spirit. But the third thing, when we walk in the love of God, we will willingly give sacrificially. We will be generous, willingly. We will willingly sacrifice to bless the people. Remember, the definition of love is what? The definition of love is, I just said it. Thank you for being alert. Can't imagine the person from the UK could understand my accent. And you guys are struggling to remember. Maybe I should repeat it in Luga flow. Anyway. To love is to seek the highest good of another at your own expense. That expense, your willingness to sacrifice, can only flow from a place where you appreciate the depth of the sacrifice of the Son of God.
Romans and 5 tells us God demonstrates his love. Demonstrates. He sent his son to die for us. Demonstrates. So the people that sponsor a child, the people that look after someone in the community, it's not because they have an abundance, but because they have the love of God has worked in their heart so much that they're willing to give. And we invite you to that. And the Bible says, when we love this way, there's a reward from our Father. Oh, how I challenge us to allow the love of God to saturate our hearts. You know, when it comes to willingly sacrificing generously, I'm reminded of many words that I've heard, how people give. And some of you might identify with this. There's a giving project coming, right? And when you have given, this, you hear expressions like this, and I'm going to say it in Luganda and try and translate it to English, because I normally hear it in Luganda. Echo na chochi wede. In English, okay, this is also done. In other words, it was a burden. It wasn't willing. It wasn't joyful. It was coerced. How will they see that I have not given? How? You're giving because you want to impress. No. The Bible says when the love of God overflows in your heart, you will willingly give because you've come to appreciate the depth and the magnitude of God's love for you. Hallelujah. Finally, when the love of God overflows in our hearts, we will care for the destiny of their souls. You see, this world is going to pass away. Actually, Jesus said the poor will always be among us. And this poor being among us is both physical poor, but also spiritual poverty. Therefore, our caring for community is in the name of what? Jesus. A cup of water in the name of Jesus. Why? To bring people to the one who can satisfy their deepest longings. John chapter 4, we find the story of Jesus with the woman by the well, having an interaction with Jesus. The scriptures tell us that Jesus told her everything about her. And she was amazed. One of the things she at the very beginning, Jesus says, can you draw for me a cup of water? And she says, she told him something there. And Jesus says, if you knew who was speaking to you, he would give you living what? Water. And she said, I want that living water. He exposed a void and says, I want it. Jesus said, go call your husband. He says, I don't have one. He said, you're right. Even the one you live with is not yours. The woman realized something. This man has what I need. Told the town. The whole town came, picked up Jesus. He sat there for 2 days. And that whole community said, we now believe not because of what you said, but because of you. Our goal is not just to heal. Our goal is not to alleviate poverty or situation. Our goal is to bring them to the one who can sustain them through earth and eternity. That's our goal. We've just done 2 seed projects over the last 2 weekends. About 897 people who have received free medical care. But of those 897, 142 have said yes to Jesus. That's our goal. Hallelujah. The ladies we talk about in neighborhood, when we bring them in, one of the key things we do is to introduce them to Jesus. What is the Holy Spirit prompting you to? Everything I've talked about is in that video. So what is the Holy Spirit prompting you to? And as I close, God demonstrated the depth of his love for us by giving us his son. And whereas we are asking us to God and care for the community in the love of God, some of you are here today, you have never walked into the love of God. You've never come into that relationship where the Holy Spirit now pours God's love into your heart. And there's a conviction in saying, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. If that is you, I'm going to give you a moment. But for now, would you just bow your heads? I want you to respond to any conviction that the Holy Spirit is laying on your heart. Whatever conviction you have, whatever he's saying, respond to him. Respond to him. And as you continue to respond to him, I make a special invitation to anyone that is here today that wants to experience this love of God and to walk in this love. Any one of you that is in this place that recognizes that I need that love you're talking about, that the love of God that fills the voids in our lives, the love of God that brings me to a place of a relationship with Jesus. I want to experience that love. And more than experience that love, I want to walk in a relationship with Jesus today. I see how he did this for me. He sacrificed himself. He submitted himself to the purpose of God. And through the shedding of his blood, you have forgiveness of sins. If you're here and you say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. If that is you, raise up your hand. In person here, in the overflow, just lift up your hand right now. Say, here I am. I want to say yes to Jesus. Bless you. I see your hand. I see your hand. Is there anyone else? I see your hand. Bless you. I see your hand. My host Usher's coming to you. You can put your hand down. We're going to come to you. Anybody else? I want you to raise that hand up. We want to see that hand and come to you. Is there anybody else? Anybody else? In here, in the overflow. Raise your hand up. Come. Come to the love of God. There's no other place you'll get such love. Come to the love of God. For those who are online, I want to speak to you right now. Just put an emoji of a raised hand, and we're going to reach out to you, all right? Click that link, give us your details, and we'll ensure that we get in touch with you. If you're on air, write to us, connect@watotochurch.com. We'll make sure we'll get in touch with you. If there's any other person in person who want to help you out, raise your hand up. Overflow in the auditorium, raise your hand. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for these. I want us to pray with everyone that has said yes to Jesus. I want us to encourage them. And as you pray this, those who lifted up your hands, and even you who hasn't lifted up your hand, you want this. Pray this with me, and let's mean it. Let's pray together, shall we? Heavenly Father, thank you for your son, Jesus, who gave of himself that I might have life. I surrender my heart to him. Forgive me of my sins, and help me to walk in the love of God all the days of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Come and celebrate God for every single one of these. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope this encourages you to step into the new. Tune in next time as we delve into the Word of God. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com. Hey, hey, hey.